The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Six, Your Honor, is the policy for performance improvement plan from Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, effective April 18th, 2016. Produced to us 2 days ago, I believe.
Judge, one, no one's testified about it, so it's not rebuttal. It's just been produced. No one requested it before. So, what issue does it go to? That's this jury's going to decide.
It goes in rebuttal to witness Anderson's testimony about Catherine Beattie's annual performance reviews and that she met and exceeded standards. And we will have a witness to testify in rebuttal.
The witness didn't testify about these policies.
Was Catherine Beattie placed onto a performance improvement plan?
No.
Your Honor, that policy speaks to annual reviews. That is the specific issue in that policy.
What part does it tell me where I should be looking for?
Can you pull up 2806, please?
Well, then we're gonna have to put in the deposition to explain why there wasn't a review.
Right.
Judge, I, what I'm getting from this. If they want to imply that we didn't do our annual review, the court is well aware of this changeover. I'm not
can
sure what
I,
issue
can
this
I
goes to.
Point, can you yes, point to yes, me the specific language?
In Roman numeral 1C, it talks about the annual review cycle in the third at the end of the third sentence.
The court may recall that we
took this deposition on Sunday afternoon because we were missing a performance review of Catherine Beatty from October of 2016 all the way until July of 2018. So the hospital did not comply with its own policy to conduct an annual review of this employee. Now, they have a story about a transition from one system to another, but the fact is the policy that was in effect at the time required an annual review of the employee.
She wasn't put on a performance improvement plan, Judge.
Well, that was going to be my question, because this, as I'm reading it, unless I'm reading it wrong, the prerequisite is being on a performance improvement plan. Was she on a performance improvement plan?
That is the negligence. The fact that you have...
Well, Mr. Whitney, she either was or was not.
She was not, and the argument is an employee with this disciplinary history not being on a performance improvement plan is exactly the problem.
2806 is not coming into evidence. What's next?
2808.
Same issue, Judge, just later dated. It's now in May 2018.
So this is a policy that was not in effect at the time?
Correct.
It's in effect. The performance review from 2018 is now in evidence. They put it in this morning.
Per stipulation.
And the issue is that we brought this up at the time of Mr. Anderson's testimony, that there was this gap in her record. So the next performance review that would cover the period from November to January of Maya's admission is her 2018 review. And this policy governs the review that was done, which overlaps with Maya's admission.
What does this policy say that you're trying to use?
Performance management, job performance evaluation, competency. I mean, it all goes to the review of her that's in evidence. It provides context for whether she was meeting and exceeding the standards.
Wouldn't the actual performance evaluation speak to that as opposed to what the policy was to do it or not to do it?
It talks about what should be done if performance reviews, they're not meeting standards. It talks about the seven-step process.
Well, do the performance reviews show that Ms. Beatty was not meeting expectations?
Yes, the 2018 review does.
No. I beg your pardon.
Her rating is something like 2.4 out of 5 in that review, markedly lower than what it was in the previous review.
Judges, first of all, it's 2018. Secondly,
Well, let's review. Not... The 2018, I think you were trying to tell me, encompasses the time from that October 2016 because of the glitch
in your
system.
No, what we're saying is that she didn't get a review in 2017. They did it then. But let's assume that it's relevant.
Well, assume that it is, because I think, given the context here, I think there's a fair implication that the review went from October 2016 to whatever date it was.
Well, I think, Judge, here's her overall review is 2.96 out of 5. She got needs improvement in quality and goals. Everything else is meet expectations, meets, exceeds, meets.
So 2808 is a different policy than what I just excluded, which what I excluded was the performance improvement plan. This policy speaks to just the performance evaluation.
Nick?
It
speaks to the performance evaluation, and it speaks to where performance is deficient, what steps the organization needs to take.
So,
and she just confirmed that on a 5-point scale, she was below a 3. That is not meeting expectations. And there's several areas she identified that she needed improvement in. So what did the organization do in accordance with its policy? That's a fair question.
Judge, first of all, this performance review is done, as we've discussed, in July of 2018. She got a 2.96, rounded up, that's a 3. And I think they're being... they're not being clear on what is it they want to do, that we didn't do a performance eval? That is their argument, that after she got a review in 18, we should have done some more things? That has nothing to do with the time frame we're involving. They're going to say after 2018, because her overall was 2.96, you should have done some more things with Kathy. It has nothing to do with any of the claims in front of this jury, which is her behavior during the time she's there.
On the timing issue, Mr. Whitney, this policy, it looks like, is it May of 2018?
Right.
Yes.
It looks like there was a previous policy from 2014, but...
That's what I attempted to put in a few moments ago.
I thought it was a performance improvement plan.
Yes.
Your Honor, this is the policy that would govern the performance evaluation that Ms. Crawls is referencing in 2018. I recognize that it was written in 2018, but this policy governed the look back to November of 2016 when Maya Kowalski was still in the hospital.
Let me understand this, because the last one, the one that I just excluded, had performance improvement plan. The one I'm looking at now talks about performance management. Is it the same policy just superseded in 2018, or are they two different policies?
They are two different policies, Your Honor.
Are you moving in the performance management policy from 2014?
If I had it, I would, but that was not produced to me. Here's the policies I have, so Your Honor's clear. I have one that's called the Performance Competency Document. My understanding of that document is that deals with qualifications. Then I have two policies called Performance Improvement Plan, one from 2016, one from 2019. I understand the court excluded the Performance Improvement Plan policy from 2016. What I'm left with out of the four policies they provided to me is the Performance Management policy from 2018. If there is a Performance Management Plan that predates this, I don't have it.
Judge, but can
someone call the hospital and get the policy that was in effect at the time Ms. Kowalski was there?
I produced the corrective action.
Then let's print it out for me right now.
That's a different issue. That's a red herring. We're about to get to that. The corrective action policy is not governing performance evaluations.
What? Okay. What was the policy in effect at the time Ms. Kowalski was in the hospital governing performance evaluations? What is that? Can someone please print it out or put it up on the screen for me? Is that possible?
One from 2015, Judge King, but then I'll just display have it.
Do you guys have the performance competency document?
2805-01.
Yes, the performance competency document is not the performance management plan. This has to do with job responsibilities. We didn't feel that this was relevant to what we're doing here. We're not taking issue with an employee's qualifications for the job. That's what that policy speaks to.
I think they just changed the name, Judge, but we'll clarify it. But that's the performance competency document from 2015. Now it's called performance management.
Well, whatever you just put on the screen, how is there a 2017 copyright date with an effective date of 2015? Down at the bottom left, how is that possible?
They may have amended it, Judge.
I don't know this, but remember, during this
transition when they're switching over management. Perhaps this is because they're adopting Johns Hopkins policies out of Baltimore rather than using the one at All Children's. But I've asked
then
for every policy.
Wouldn't it say supersedes? I mean, how would you copyright something in 2017 when it was effective in 2015?
I've asked for all these policies. I've given them everything I've had. I've double-checked.
Okay. I want you to call right now and ask, what's the name of this performance?
The one I have from 2018, Your Honor, is called Performance Management.
Okay. The performance management policy that was in effect when Ms. Kowalski was there.
And your,
have them email it to you, and we'll print it out right now.
And I don't know if the court was more observant than plaintiffs, but at the top right of this policy, it does say supersedes a June 2nd, 2014 policy.
What's the number? Can you put it back up, please, just so I can see the number?
Which exhibit?
2808.
Can you put up 2808?
It's posted.
In the top right corner, you'll see it superseded the previous policy.
Well, no, he's saying it supersedes.
There's even a policy number.
Okay, let me look for it. Hold on.
Okay.
Mr. Shapiro, looks like...
Where do you see the policy?
I don't see
the
policy.
HR082. Performance management. Okay, while Mr. Shapiro is making that telephone call, what's next?
We received this morning the corrective action policy from All Children's Hospital. It's not yet marked. Do we have available to show the court? I have an extra copy here for Your Honor.
Corrective action. What does this one go to?
It goes to the corrective action notice that was issued to Catherine Beattie in November of 2016. During my Kowalski's admission and the progressive disciplinary process we discussed this morning. Approach.
But there was no progressive disciplinary action. It was one incident. They did the first step, and there's no indication they did anything further.
Except for the actual discipline reference to prior incidences. I mean, the document itself referenced two prior incidents. If I remember correctly, am I misremembering?
Absolutely correct. Two previous occasions she'd been counseled.
You want me to post it? I just got it.
Yeah, if you could post it, that's close.
Okay. Just so the transcript is clear, is there a identification of exhibit number that I'm looking at right now?
We don't have one yet, Your Honor, we received it.
Madam Clerk, put the next number for ID on this one. Just so we can control what we're talking about and the transcript will be clear.
Yeah, and Judge, I think the previous things that were mentioned were verbal. Is that corrective action? I don't think that this...
Well, isn't a verbal reprimand still part of progressive discipline? Every place I've ever seen, verbal reprimands are part of progressive discipline.
So, that's the first step. And then the second is written corrective action, which is what they did. They did the written
corrective action. That was just verbal. They never got to written action.
Okay. So, 2809 for ID is what is called All Children's Health System Corrective Action. And so what year is this document we're looking at right now, 2809?
It's before, I don't remember the date, but it's the one, it's like 2009 maybe even. It's.
Is this the policy that was in effect?
That's my understanding.
Okay, so we agree that this is governing at the time that Ms. Kowalski was at the hospital. Now, help me understand, Mr. Whitney, how this policy is being used in your case.
As the court has noted, at Exhibit 2278, 036, and 037, it describes...
I'm on 2809 right now.
I understand. I'm just... The corrective action notice that was issued to Ms. Beattie describes two previous occasions of her being counseled. And under this policy, even verbal counseling must be documented by the supervisor, and the record of that verbal counseling should, and on page 2, B1, the record of the employee should reflect all pertinent information and the date of the meeting as well as the scheduled follow-up date.
Judge, what count does this go to?
No, probably just asking. Management.
Right. So what is the specific objection?
Well, Judge, I'm not sure how they're going to use this. If we look at the actual corrective action notice that was taken with this ED, she received a verbal, they have different levels, and this was a verbal corrective action that they took. So is their argument they should have done more? What? How is this relevant to anything?
Court's going to receive 2809.
Okay.
I'm going to overrule the relevance objection. What's next?
Next, Your Honor, is 2160-028.
What am I looking at now?
You're looking at billing records from Mike Wolski.
Are these from the hospital?
Yes, Your Honor.
Didn't they get put in through in the defense's case?
Yeah, how's that revoked?
No, they didn't put them in, Your Honor. They raised the issue that we had not put them appropriately in our case in chief, and I mentioned the time we'd be moving into evidence. So here they are.
We object. This isn't rebuttal. If they failed to move in something evidence in their case in chief, and I was precluded from questioning my witness about certain records, so we object to this. They failed to move this in their case. This is not rebuttal.
I'm not sure how.
What do you mean you were precluded? Yeah. What are you saying that I precluded you from doing?
I had to question the witness based on the Edgar records. They never moved these into evidence. I don't know.
Didn't you show the witness the billing record to verify that the Aetna version of the bill was the exact same thing?
Right, to refresh his recollection, but these are not in evidence, so I don't know what this would be rebutting.
And there was some sort of agreement with Mr. Altenburn about DV motions and this count and issues.
That was purely about the lien. There was a discussion, if you may recall, and it's slightly vague in my mind, counsel, Your Honor, but there was an agreement that they didn't have to prove the lien. And then Mr. Anderson came in and took my recollection and said, no, that's not what we're going to do. We took away the agreement. If you may recall, there was this whole kerfuffle about, I guess we don't have an agreement, when Mr. Altenburg was here. So, but it was strictly, do we have to put in the fact that there's a lien? That was the only discussion about stipulation.
I have a different memory of
that. The whole issue seems to me, if there's already some evidence, I don't see the harm in actually putting in the bills. I had already addressed any sort of DV motion previously, so let's just put it in. So the court receives, is it 028 through what?
Through 041, Your Honor.
And everything is appropriately redacted as far as any sort of...
We reviewed it over lunch. We didn't see any compromised information.
Court receives 2160, pages 28 through 41, you said?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, what's next?
2161-59. To 128.
What is this?
This is more hospital records regarding billing for Mike Wilson.
Again, this would seem to be things that they forgot to move in their case in chief. It's not rebuttal.
Can you give me the next couple pages?
So we object to it.
Sorry, Your Honor, we'll go page by page.
So go back for a second. On the top middle, it says something about DCF Sarasota County.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps the hospital could explain why that is located there.
Well, no questions were asked about this judge because it wasn't in evidence.
Why does it say August
2, 2021? Most of the records, this is a guess, most of the records from the hospital have a printed date on them. That's my guess.
Yeah, Judge, we don't have a witness here to authenticate this, what this is about. This isn't rebuttal to anything. Again, I don't even know what this is. I've never seen this before.
Yeah. I think at this point, Mr. Whitney, this one has too many questions, and we need to move on to something else.
All right.
So I'm not receiving that document.
Understood.
That was just to be clear, 2161.
2161, pages 59 to 128.
And then 2162-90 to 177.
The same issue, Judge.
Yeah, DCF Sarasota.
Understood. We'll withdraw.
Okay, what's next? Mr. Shapiro, did you ever hear back from?
Yeah, the preliminary answer I did hear back was it's in an archive system that they don't have access to, but they're trying to see if there's some way to get access to it.
Well, I surely hope we don't have to leave the evidence open over the weekend to address this one issue.
I understand.
What's next, Mr. Whitney? Knowing that the jury is waiting.
Yes, Your Honor. I think with that proviso that we're waiting on that policy, we also have listed here 2279, but I think we'll 2279, but I think we would only move to admit those if there's a punitive case. So at this time, I don't think the court needs to do anything.
So with respect to witnesses, just so we make sure some of this has to be redacted, like the letter and things of this, or are any of these being used with witnesses, Mr. Whitney?
I'm sorry?
Are any of these being used with witnesses that we have to worry about?
Which?
Any of your exhibits that you just...
Yes. Okay. We will be using exhibits for witnesses.
Okay. I don't know if you're trying to deliberately misunderstand me. I'm just not being clear, which is certainly possible. But 2277, 253, which has to be redacted, is that being used with a witness? Because if so, I want to address something with the court. If not, it can wait.
Oh, yes. That will be used with Mr. Kowalski.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, Judge, we addressed 2277, 253. I'm not revisiting that, except I wanted to just, except I am. I just wanted to ask the court to increase the redaction.
Can I see where we are?
Yeah, 2277, 253. Can somebody put it up?
And we're on the A version at this time?
Yes, Your Honor.
I would request that the first paragraph there stop at Beata Kowalski and does not include, I wanted to assure you had a copy of the court's order on shelter review. I don't think that sentence should be in there.
I know. I think it specifically needs to be in there because it goes to the question of notice.
Okay.
Okay, so at this point in time, I will receive, what was that number again?
The one we just, the letter?
2277-253A.
Court receives 2277-253A. Mr. Anderson.
In light of the, I guess, rejection of an agreement or that we didn't come to agreement. I'm not here to argue that. I just want to make sure on the record that we are not going to have DV arguments about lack of damages on the fraudulent billing. I have here, and it's at 2052-001, one of the Dunning letters, and lien updates, that we would seek to admit through Mr. Kowalski, so long, but that's only if we're facing arguments that didn't prove damages. What I understand we're doing is...
I remember, without a doubt, the lien issue was part of the agreement with Mr. Altenburg.
Yeah,
so that portion I don't have any problem with because the lien issue was specifically included. It was the never regions of the agreement.
All I cared about was the lien. I just wanted to make sure.
The lien issue is off the table for the jury and for us. That's
agreed.
A post, if we need to get there, it's a post-judgment issue.
Oh, I see. So they just
agreed.
See.
So, all right. I just need to do something in the verdict form and take care of it, make sure they don't ask a question, and we'll be fine.
Don't worry about the verdict form. Mr. Elegant's got it well in control with Mr. Altenburg. Don't concern yourself with the verdict form, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, sir. I'll stay away from it. We have one other thing. Dan has been able to find an interpreter for Ukrainian. I just spent 45 minutes with Elena Kushner, and I am concerned over her English. I think I can pull it off, but it would be a lot better if I took Mr. Kowalski first and then waited for an interpreter to get here from Elena.
Tick tock, tick tock. Let's go. You can call her a little bit later on, but...
We have no objection to them going with Jack.
Yeah, if it gets down to it, I'll just call.
We're done. We're done. Can I bring in the jury?
Yes, Your Honor.
Please be seated, everybody. Members of the jury, want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves, you did no investigation, and received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
You did not read any media accounts or see any media accounts of this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
And no one approached you. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, we're still in the rebuttal case. Plaintiffs, call your next witness.
Kowalski.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and
nothing but
the truth.
I do. State your name, please.
Jack Kowalski.
I'm Mr. Kowalski, and during the defense case, there appeared to be an issue over Sally Smith and your interaction. At the time that you first met, who turns out to be Sally Smith, will you please tell the jury what you were doing?
Objection, Your Honor. This is not rebuttal.
Yes, it is.
Overruled. You can answer that question.
There was some testimony that we heard from Dr. Sally Smith, and
just give us.
Okay.
What you were doing.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The question that was asked.
No problem. I was in the room with Maya. She was getting a bowel clean out. She was having a lot of feces everywhere. The nurse that was in the room, she was extremely helpful, handing me washcloths, towels, linen for the bed. During that time, the nurse walked out, and then in walked a woman with a lab coat on.
This is covered. You can finish it, and then let me hear the next question.
What were you physically doing, Jack, when she walked through the door?
I was cleaning up feces.
Were you standing up, on your knees, on your back? Where were you?
Again, Your Honor, respectfully, this was all covered in the case in chief.
You can answer the question.
Thank you. I was cleaning up Maya. I was cleaning the floor, just clean up everything, and along with taking her and putting her on the commode, but most of the time it was too late.
All right. And in terms of the questioning, did she speak enough, the person who came in the white lab coat, so that later, by visual and voice, you were able to identify Sally Smith as that person?
Same objection, Your Honor.
Okay. At first, there was no communication. In walked the person, and then eventually started asking questions with a raspy voice, like a cigarette voice.
All right, and what kind of, did she, without going into great detail, were these questions unusual from what you would expect from a doctor?
I thought it was an unusual.
Rephrase.
Well, I do believe there was testimony on this, so we really
yes,
need
sir.
To move on.
I can move on. There was testimony in the record and some exhibits about your wife, Viata, explaining online in the first person for Maya. Can you tell us why that happened?
Yes. After seeing some of these notes or the emails, I realized this is probably why she was doing it. I'm from a family of eight children. My mom made a baby book for all of us. And in the baby books, it starts out, I got my first haircut, or I did this, or I crawled on such and such date. When Viata and I got married, she seen my baby book, and she thought that was an awesome idea. We got a coin from the year we were born and all different things in there. But after seeing the emails that Viata was doing, that reminded me of why she's probably doing that. She did baby books for the children, too. Same way, I lost my first tooth on such and such date, things like that. She's talking for the child, and that's how my mom did it as well.
All right. Now, there's been testimony on direct examination in the defense case of whether Dr. Hanna referred Maya over to Johns Hopkins or to the Johns Hopkins ER, or whether you did. Can you tell the jury about that day and explain what happened?
Yes, I was the one that chose to go to the emergency room. Nobody told me to go there. I was in the Ronald McDonald House, which is on the grounds of Johns Hopkins property. I chose to go there. Nobody told me to go there. That was the closest facility, and that's the most severe. I see my daughter with the abdominal pains. I don't know if you recall the week before, she had pains and I drove her there, but it was nothing like this time. And I'm the one that chose to take her there.
Very good. Now, if we could bring up to 277-253, please.
253A.
A, excuse me. All right. You see that there? Mr. Wilson?
I do.
All right. Did there come a time when you directed your attorney to advise Johns Hopkins through the psychologist Jennifer Katzenstein about your concerns over Kathy Beattie?
That is correct, as you can see here.
And then in this, where was your attorney stating what you had told them must be informed to Johns Hopkins?
Yes.
And through this period of time, did your wife, Viata, was she, for lack of a better term, in on this? Was she participating such that she knew what Kathy Beattie was doing?
She did know. Her attorneys also represented on this letter.
Okay. And so here you were advising about the fact that Ms. Beattie wanted to be on every supervised telephone call regardless.
Objection leading.
Sustained.
That is correct.
Yeah, well,
I sustained it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have to ask a different question.
There was also with Dr. Smith a statement that Maya or you in that same feces-driven episode that Maya refused to be evaluated or you refused Maya to be evaluated. Why was that?
Objection. It's not rebuttal.
Yes, it is.
You can answer that one.
Yes. There would have been no way for her to be evaluated at that time. Like I said, she had projectile feces coming or just going everywhere, and there was no attempt for the doctor to make an evaluation.
And then finally, there were some snippets of depositions about your daughter's condition. Can you give the jury an idea about the variability of Maya's condition based on what was represented in those videos?
First of all, myself, I had 5 depositions. I believe Maya had 5 as well. So there's more to the story than what you've seen. She had a lot of bad days. Those little clips there, I'm sure, were the good days.
Your witness. Just one more question. You didn't really ever photograph her or video her on days when she was huddled in her room. Is that true?
No.
Mr. Shapiro.
Yes, thank you. Briefly. Good afternoon, Mr. Clausen.
Good afternoon.
Just wanted to ask you a follow-up question about Dr. Hanna. Do you remember him? You don't remember him referring you or Maya to the All Children's emergency room?
No, I left Dr. Hanna's office with Maya. I took her to get something to eat before we went to the Ronald McDonald House.
Okay. Can we bring up what's in evidence as 3028001? If you can enlarge that a little bit. Take a moment to read it, Mr. Kowalski. I'll represent to you that the FSI is Dr. Hanna's office, and this is a prescription signed by him.
Okay.
The previous day, he was writing a referral for a nutrition consult asking you to take Maya somewhere to get her nutrition checked out. Isn't that true?
I picked Maya up from his facility. Mom was with Maya at that time.
So if I understand your testimony, Mrs. Kowalski was told by Dr. Hanna the previous day to take Maya to the hospital. You weren't at this appointment?
I cannot say that's true or not, but I'm just telling you, I did not personally get this.
Okay. And I guess in fairness to you,
That would have been 10-6 that I had her. 10-5, Beato was with Maya.
I got it. So this prescription, this referral was given to your wife the previous day. You weren't at this appointment.
I don't know if she received it, but 10-5, that would have been her.
Okay. Let me just ask you, turning to brighter news, just a couple photographs. Let's see if we can pick some dates on these because these are not dated, sir. 3138-0002. Do you know approximately when this was taken?
I would say May, June. May, I would say somewhere in the May of 23.
Okay, May to June of 2023?
That is correct.
Okay, let's, just a couple more, sir. 3138-0005. Do you know approximately when this was taken?
That might have been a little before, but I would say 2023. I couldn't give you a month.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that.
To the best of your recollection, 2023?
Yeah, somewhere in that time.
Okay. Let me ask you about 3138-0007.
and maybe you can enlarge it a little bit. Do you know when this was taken?
That'd be a good question for Maya.
Okay. Should I stop? I don't want to bother you. I was just wondering, is this homecoming 2022?
That I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I shall ask Maya. Let me ask you a couple more. 3404-1. Do you know when this was taken?
That would have been this year, homecoming.
Okay, like within the last week?
You would have to ask her the date, but it was very early, just not too long ago.
Okay, and let me ask you about one more, 3404-2. If you can expand that a little bit.
Self-explanatory on the bottom there.
Okay.
Homecoming 2023.
Was that within the last month, like during this trial?
Yes.
Okay. Only because it's been asked before, but does Maya look happy in those photos to you?
You need to ask her these questions, because just by looking at her and saying she's happy, I don't want to speak for her because I'm not the one, but she could explain this much more in detail.
Okay. I appreciate your time, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Just one simple question. There were a couple of photographs taken by a professional photographer. Is that right?
That is correct.
Nothing further.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Members of the jury, any of you have any further questions, or any questions? Okay, Mr. Kowalski, seeing no questions, you can go have a seat.
Thank you.
Your next witness, please.
Do you have the policy yet?
Do you want to talk outside the presence of the jury? Do you want to approach the bench?
You can approach if you will. Let's approach for 1 second, please.
Joe Corcoran.
Do you solemnly swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good afternoon.
Of course, I hope the jury remembers you. You previously testified as the hospital management expert for the Kowalskis.
I did.
And your experience briefly includes as both a treating physician, and then after some time you became involved in hospital management through HCA.
That's correct.
And your time with HCA, you served as chief medical officer for approximately 10 years.
I was a facility chief medical officer for about 5 years, a division chief medical officer for 3 years, and that was overseeing 2 states, 8 hospitals, and 35 plus or minus sites of care.
All right, so we brought you back to discuss some particular issues that were raised in the defense's case. Have you had an opportunity, although you haven't been in the courtroom, to observe the testimony of certain witnesses?
Yes, I have.
Did you have a chance to see or review the testimony of, for example, witness Mr. Anderson, the hospital management expert from the defense?
Yes, sir, I did.
Did you have the opportunity to review or observe the testimony of Dr. Paladis?
Yes, sir, I did.
And did you have the opportunity, finally, to review the testimony of Dr. Jenny Dolan, who testified yesterday afternoon?
Yes, I did.
And as we go along, I don't think this will take very long, but as we go along, if there are other witnesses that the defense put on that are pertinent to your testimony, please let us know. Just let us know you've heard their testimony as well.
Of course.
I want to start with what the jury has seen on several occasions, and I'll put it back up momentarily, which is the corrective action notice for Catherine Beatty at Exhibit 2278-036. And Mr. Reyes, can you put up Exhibit 2809 side by side? So on the left side of your screen there, Dr. Corcoran, do you recognize the corrective action notice for Ms. Beatty and the date of the infraction of November 9th, 2016?
I do recognize this, yes, sir.
No, that's not the 2809 on the right side.
I'm hearing something that's a rebuttal as opposed to some
new testimony or rehash.
There's a question pending at this moment. Did I miss the question? Just if you're going to ask a question, ask a question. I'm sorry if I missed it.
I don't think I had a question. I was talking to Mr. Reyes at the moment because we. Can you pull down 2809 there for a second? That's not. 2809 was marked. This was what was marked as 2809. Huh? While we're doing that, do you recall witness Mr. Anderson testifying to Ms. Beatty's performance evaluations?
I do.
And testimony was that she had met and exceeded expectations, correct?
Objection, leading.
What was witness Mr. Anderson's testimony on Catherine Beatty's performance evaluations?
Objection, Your Honor. He's just asking to regurgitate testimony.
I always see everybody up here for a moment.
In your roles with HCA, did you participate in disciplinary actions of certain people that reported to you as Chief Medical Officer?
Yes, I did.
And you're familiar with the progressive disciplinary policies that are in place within hospitals?
Objection, are we vague regarding whom?
Yes, progressive, progressive right. Elevation.
And so on the right side of your screen, we now have the corrective action notice for Catherine Beatty. And on the left side of your screen, we have the corrective action policy for Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital during the relevant time, during Mike Walsey's admission and during Catherine Beatty's discipline.
Your Honor, objection to foundation and predicate. May I have a word out of the witness?
You made one of it. Mr. Whitney, let Mr. Hunter take over the lectern.
Yes, Your Honor.
Good afternoon, Dr. Corcoran.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hunter.
As I understood your prior testimony, you served as Chief Medical Officer at Brandon Hospital, correct?
Brandon Regional Hospital.
Brandon Regional Hospital. I'm sorry. It's right up the street. I was called Brandon Hospital. Right up the street to me, I should say. And if I understand correctly, as Chief Medical Officer, you had purview over the medical staff office, medical staff, and the quality assurance, correct?
Those were some of the areas that I mentioned. I also mentioned CPOE, computer physician order entry. I also was the executive in charge of graduate medical education.
Okay.
I believe that's it.
Okay. And then when you became regional
division chief medical officer.
I'm sorry, I didn't have the terminology right. you were over, you were like a chief medical officer for the division over the other chief medical officers, correct?
And their teams, yes, sir.
And their teams. But you did not have authority over human resources.
Not the HR department, as I explained. Not the HR department.
Okay. So as far as the employees and their HR relations and disciplinary actions, you did not have authority over that, correct?
That's incorrect. I was responsible for my teams in the hospital and at the division level in the field at the various hospitals. So I was involved in at least two terminations of facility chief medical officers. So yes, I was responsible for building and rebuilding my teams.
Oh, okay, so your teams of chief medical officers.
And their teams, yes.
And their teams,
yes.
Okay. When I say HR, I'm talking about hospital staff, doctors and nurses, hospital employees. I'm sorry, that was a horrible question. That question should be taken out in the shot. I was talking about, when I'm talking about hospital staff here, I'm not talking about medical staff. I'm talking about nurses, et cetera, nurses and social workers and employees of the hospital. Those folks are managed by HR, correct?
Well, no. HR serves a function in every employee's life at the facility. But those specialties, a nurse would actually be, if we're speaking about hiring and firing, they would be hired and fired by the chief nursing officer. Social work may respond to the chief financial officer, so they would do the hiring and firing. So there's always an executive with accountability for that department who is, and you frequently see that on an org chart. HR is there to, number one, highlight the rules. Number two, make sure that we all follow what we're supposed to be following.
And you did not have purview over HR? Correct?
I did not. HR did not report to the chief medical officer. That is correct.
There you go. Okay. And so the functions of HR and the functions of the chief nursing officer were not something that you had supervisory or executive authority over, correct?
Not over HR and not over the chief nursing officer, correct.
And you didn't have supervisory authority over the chief financial officer?
No, I did not.
Okay. And that would have included the social workers, correct?
I believe in our hospital, the social workers and case managers referred up to the chief financial officer, correct.
Okay. So you didn't do the performance evaluations or supervise the performance evaluations for nurses or social workers, correct?
Right. I did performance evaluations on my direct reports.
Right. On your chief medical officers and their teams.
And the other departments that I had a hand in managing,
right,
yes, sir.
Right. Okay. But not the nurses and not the social workers?
No, that... We followed the same process because that was mediated by HR at both the facility and, for us, the corporate level in Nashville. We followed the same process. They did the performance evaluations on their teams. I did performance evaluations on my teams.
Okay. But you didn't supervise them, and you didn't run that process
and
for
they
them.
Didn't supervise me. That's
right.
Correct.
Okay. Thank
we
you,
were
sir.
We were colleagues at the same level. Correct.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Anything further, Mr. Whitney, on foundation issues?
There's an interaction between HR and you as the CMO.
Right.
In terms of you have to abide by the HR policy and ensure that when you're hiring, firing, disciplining employees, physicians, you're abiding by HR policy, even though you're not in charge of HR.
Overruled.
Yes, they were basically my ambassador to the process, and they were really the umpire that called balls and strikes to make sure that I was following the right intervention and that the employee was being granted the right protections and options.
So in your various roles, you made reference to the HR policies when you were enacting a progressive disciplinary plan for a staff physician, a staff employee, medical staff in your hospitals.
Correct. Typically, if I had a chief medical officer at one of my hospitals who wanted to terminate a member of the quality team, typically my first question was, what does the process say, right? Because we always need to make sure that we are following our process, particularly when it comes to discipline. Correct.
And if you had an opportunity to review what's here as trial exhibit 2809?
The corrective action
policy.
Policy, yes, sir.
And in looking at that policy, Dr. Corcoran, it talks to employees. Does it make any distinction between a corrective action policy for physicians, social workers, nurses, or does it just say all employees are subject to this corrective action policy?
Objection, Your Honor. The document speaks for itself. And I don't believe it covers it.
I never saw any distinctions or differentiations pointed out in the policy. No, sir.
Can I continue?
I'm sorry?
I'm done with those, if I can continue.
You may continue.
Oh, please keep those up. I didn't mean I was done with those documents, just those questions. All right. If we could turn to the second page of the policy here and back to the corrective action notice. I want to focus your attention, Dr. Corcoran, on paragraph B1 of the policy there on the left that talks about verbal counseling. And my question is, under the Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital policy, was verbal counseling required to be documented?
Yes, it was. And the policy requires the supervisor will make a record of the verbal counseling.
And with respect to Catherine Beattie's corrective action notice on November 9, 2016, in the second box, is it apparent that Ms. Beattie was counseled on two previous occasions?
That's what it says. Kathy has been counseled on two previous occasions regarding professional behavior among colleagues.
And in your role here as the hospital management expert, have you had the opportunity to familiarize yourself with what's been produced as Catherine Beattie's personnel file?
I have reviewed it, and specifically the 2015, 2016, and 2018 performance reviews.
Sure.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's, which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Price is higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's Best Deal Ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 through 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 through 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARTMyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenics.